Pachakcha. That's the Japanese term for chit-chat. It's also the name of regular brainstorming sessions organized by a group of groups of architects, designers, and other creative folks in cities around the world. Last year, Pachakcha organized a day of presentations to generate ideas and cash for rebuilding Haiti. Tomorrow, they're turning their attention to Japan, as the world's Clark Boyd reports.
Tokyo-based architects Mark Dytham and Astrid Klein started Pachakcha back in 2003. They've been amazed by its global growth, and they were pleased when last year's Global Pachakcha Day for Haiti raised enough money to build a school.
Little did we think, you know, a year and a few months later, it would be our turn.
Dytham says he and Klein were in their offices when the earthquake struck Japan last month.
We were in the middle of Tokyo, and it kind of felt like Toontown. You weren't sure where was the level point. The buildings were kind of dancing around. They really were dancing.
Dytham says they immediately started getting emails from the Pachakcha community across the globe asking, how can we help? Amid the aftershocks and the unfolding crisis at Fukushima, they decided to seize the moment and organize another Global Pachakcha Day for the country they've called home for years. Tomorrow's events will focus less on reconstruction. Dytham says a Japanese housing company can put up 1,000 new houses a week if it wants. This is about restoring the Japanese spirit. They're calling it Inspire Japan.
Our thought was that so many designers around the world have been inspired by Japan. And I think it's really their chance to sort of inspire Japan now and sort of turn the table.
Once again, they're enlisting the help of Architecture for Humanity, a San Francisco nonprofit that helps rebuild after disasters. Cameron Sinclair is the group's director. Sinclair notes that more than 250 miles of Japanese coastline have been wiped out, and there are entire towns that the Japanese government says can't be rebuilt. The main thing to think about in rebuilding, Sinclair says, is not the buildings, but the people who lived in them.
Not only were their lives in those towns and villages, but so was their history, both personal and as a community. And how do you transfer that to a new area? You know, can you transfer that? So some of the things that we have to think about is not just relocating people, but relocating the kind of soul of the community that was there.
Architecture for Humanity has already set up a temporary office in Sendai. The group is looking into building, for example, an orphanage for children who lost their parents in the earthquake and tsunami. Inspire Japan expects more than 100 cities to participate tomorrow. The first event will take place in Christchurch, New Zealand.
This year and last year, we've had quite a lot of ground movements with the number of earthquakes that have shaken Christchurch.
That's Vanessa Coxhead, organizer of the Pachakcha events in Christchurch. She says Christchurch is still recovering from its own earthquakes, so it won't be easy to pull off Saturday's presentations. But she says it will be worth it for Christchurch and Japan.
There's definitely a lot of crossovers, and there's a lot that we can both learn from each other's experiences.
All the money raised in Christchurch, by the way, will go to earthquake relief in New Zealand. Architect Peter Exley is organizing the Pachakcha presentations in Chicago.
I think it's important for us to support Japan and to look at how these catastrophes impact us and how we can be better prepared to look after each other and, you know, to support each other.
Electricity permitting, there will even be an Inspire Japan event in Sendai, one of the city's hardest hit by the earthquake and tsunami. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.